waking up to the realities of the planet, what man is doing, and how things are changing. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Listen to your local weatherman, the National Weather Service. Watch what's happening in your backyard. Be aware. Tune in to sustainability, and it's all around us. For example, an electric cooperative in Colorado aims to provide the rural area it serves with cleaner, renewable energy. Holy Cross Energy is a rural electric cooperative that provides power to 55,000 members in rural Colorado. The co-op recently adopted a new clean energy and greenhouse gas reduction goal, and by 2030, Holy Cross Energy will use renewable energy to supply at least 70% of the power provided to co-op members, reduce greenhouse gas emissions associated with its power supply by 70% from 2014 levels, and accomplish both of these goals with no increase in the cost of power supply. Steve Benning, Vice President of Power Supply and Programs for Holy Cross Energy, says that it's better to focus on serving the needs of its members, which, in this case, request cleaner energy.
We've gotten statements of support and congratulations both from individual customers and also from county and municipal governments in our footprint that have environmental goals of their own. One of the things that's a dividend of the utility greening its supply is all of the downstream users of electricity benefit in their environmental initiatives as well.
Downstream as in farms. This is David Sparks.